Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent. Nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it should blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Duran Sean.
That tribal war cry. We'll get to why that we played that song later on in the program, which was from Sheriff Kilroy, Emacs the Image. But first, let's take care of business. As I look at the 216-400, 216-820, 216-543. Welcome once again to none other than, and I have to say welcome once again because I appreciate you all being a part of it. So welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 24 already. And we thank you all for using the 646-478-0944 phone line. That M period, A period, N period abbreviation is an acronym for Music Activism News. For those Lake City Radio on Blog Talk listening in, feel free to use that same phone number. You can always send in anything from a promo to music to commercial for yourself at emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, I want to give you three quick disclaimers before we continue on. Disclaimer number one, you get information on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook, any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me, direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. But if you can't talk, all you have to do is just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1, but I want to hear from everybody because, hey, it's important to know what's on the mind of the people who are calling in. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So let's start number 10, dropping down a few spaces, C-Rock from the block, Dog Pound Outlaw with the Kanye disc, number 9, Fatty Banks, number 8, Solomon Cain, number 7, Black Odyssey, number 6, Black House Sounds, number 5, Refused Fascism, Barbecue, more on that in just a little while. Number 4, whoa, Juteeth, it's S-E-I-U, more on that in just a little while. Number 3, the Juneteenth at the park the past Saturday. Number 2, the East Cleveland Solutions. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, for all the sheer volume of events, which is crazy, the Good for the Hood pop-up events. More on that in just a little while. I want to, at least before I go to the first phone caller, let people know that you can check out Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Jr., period, on Facebook, or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Also, the Black House Sounds Open Mic, Facebook share Kilroy. Also, I want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Tomorrow, one of the biggest, most powerful positions that's coming up, Cuyahoga County Council Executive. We will have Peter Corrigan on tomorrow, voiceofradio.com. And also, like I said once before, the emaxxradio@gmail.com to send in music. That's the best way to do things. And before I go to the phone lines, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110. It's between the East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, the number 1 and the number 37 bus for those automobile challenged takes you past East 152nd and St. Clair intersection. And if you take the number 28, you can get off at Euclid and Ivanhoe. But, hey, you'll have a good walk. So if it's like a warm day, bring you some water, you know, Gatorade or something like that, even some Powerade. Also, I want to let people know before I go to the phone line, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Or go to the web for blackonblackcleveland.com. I have a lot more of those things to give out, but I will start off before I go to the phone line and let people know Cleveland's Refused Fascism Barbecue. That's how it looks on Facebook. Cleveland's Refused Fascism Barbecue is Sunday, June 24th, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Forest Hill Park at 3003 Mayfield Road, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Picnic Shelter by Lee Road parking lot north of Monticello. Drums, poetry, music, ideas, and join others who are angered and horrified at the Trump-Pence regime that rips children from their parents' arms should definitely be driven out. That's something I wanted to throw out there. And also, I should let people know that you can Facebook Cleveland Protest. Well, actually, it's CLE. Protest. So it's CLE protest. Stop ripping families apart. Trump Pence must go. That's tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, West 25th, Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. I'm going to the first phone caller. Press the 216-400 number. They're probably called to tell me leave Pence and Trump alone. 216-400. How you doing out there?
I am doing fine. Never say I wouldn't leave Trump and Pence alone. They've been left alone too much. About time somebody do something. And I am calling, Mr. Porter, to wish a happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers. Al Porter Jr., Brother Ted Geary, Brother Art McCoy, Brother Raleigh Kidd, Brother Manny Gray, Pastor David, and others. And I'll quote this little ditty. Every godly man within the home is but a king upon the throne. So let this be our daily prayer. We thank you, God, for placing them there. And as I've said before, happy belated Father's Day to the fathers. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Please continue to hold on, and thank you very much for that. And, wow, That's greatly appreciated. Before I go to the 216-820 and the 216-543, just letting you all know I have not forgotten about you. I'm only going to pull this one up because it doesn't take that long to do, but I'm going to pull up 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. As East Cleveland Solutions was held last Friday. Yes, it was. The next one is June 29th. They happen every other Friday. 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15453 Euclid Avenue, OPN Community Center. And last Friday, WKYC TV3 covered the Solutions meeting, where Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Man in the Street, co-chaired the meeting alongside Press People's Nations, Patricia Roll, and Jay Lee. And it was very, very nice because Black House Sounds' Joe Legacy gave his report, thoughts on hip-hop. Black House Sounds supporter DeMond was there. Peter Corrigan, Cuyahoga County Council executive candidate, spoke on Children's Family Services, and Jane Edna needing a complete overhaul is a top priority, as well as cutting out the middleman and going over finance. General Donald Walker Brown, Inner City Republican Movement, made sure Peter Corrigan's going over precinct committee classes and funding the classes that former Black on Black Crime Incorporated President Ernie Harris also teaches. School Board Member Patricia Bohoviak, National Action Network's Juanita Gowdy, Young Black Democrats, and more was there. As East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, Ernest Smith gave his report on the explosion that happened, just the past Sunday, a week ago from yesterday, and the fire that hit five homes the past, I will say, Tuesday night to Wednesday morning. Now, Green Party stopped by, Man in the Street played CCR2 music and some R&B, and Ernie Harris spoke about no scrapper causing that damage or explosion, which was leveled with no fire, leading him to believe that the explosion on East 25th, the East Cleveland area, and a block away from where they're digging up land for a sewage project, plus the explosion on Primrose in East Cleveland, which was a block or two from where they were digging on the same sewage project. And Brother Harris said no one at the top of East Cleveland City Hall looked at the specs, rather the outline of where they're working, a.k.a. methane gas, radon buildup. It was a great night for the people, and that's one of the most important things that I can look at and say to me is very important. Also, I want to definitely say that I'm very thankful, and I want to go back and at least finish this one up and say that I was glad that last Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, HGS Music, sponsored a special two-hour event for a family who definitely lost a family member close, who passed. Definitely there was Kim's Wings, Cake Beverage, Peach Cobbler, King's Hawaiian Rolls, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black Stallions, 108 Vision even made it through. Just to take a look and see what was going on, I want to thank Black House Sounds' Joe Legacy and DeMond, who just came to walk up there and support the family. The only one to really perform was this guy by the name of Ron Day, the prophet from Alabama. And I was surprised that I was requested to do that Cherish the Love. But we did watch the OPN documentary after everything ended, just dealing with some of the activists' greatest hits and doing things in the community to give back consistently. Before I go to the 216-820, I should let people know that if you choose WHK 1220 AM, The Word, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Tony Fruit Show, as well as you can Facebook Melanated Media News or on YouTube, and check out Facebook, Alfred Porter JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And as I go to leave off, Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page, and you can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Let's see what's going on with the 216-820 phone number. They're probably saying I give out too much information and I'm dull and boring. 216-820, how you doing?
All right, and I say not enough information. You know what I'm saying? You didn't send out enough because this is Mr. Powers, you know what I mean, the CEO of Blackout Sound, and I'm just letting everybody know that if you go to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., you can check out the two new songs. One of them is my favorite. It's called Microwave Rappers. Now, the other one... That's a surprise. You know what I'm saying? It was just posted last night. I need, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that support, you know what I mean? Check them out. And speaking of checking out, if I told you about the other latest track that Joe Legacy had posted up there on the YouTube page, if you didn't know what the sample was, I will tell you. The sample comes from Master P's Ghetto Dope album. Instant classic, and I always loved the record. And when I heard that inside, that was one of the coldest and hottest records I've ever heard. So what I'm telling everybody to do is just go ahead and show the love to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and show love to that. Also, you can also log on to YouTube by typing in Carl Powers III or Endo Dub, and you can check out the two songs, Bankroll, as well as Delete Obsolete, you know. And then as far as everything else is concerned, you know, there will be upcoming events that will be coming up real soon from Black House Sound, so we will keep you posted with that. And beginning, and I will say this, you know what I'm saying? I know I said last week I will have the information, but the information will come in this week, and then next week I will let you know the entire date of where you will see Black House Sound make their appearances, performances as well.
I'm looking forward to that information being released by the CEO of Black House Sound. I really am.
Oh, yes. You know what I mean? So that's why I tell everyone, you know what I mean? Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And we will also keep you posted on when the next open mic night is. You know, that will be happening shortly, soon. You know what I mean? But just not now, just yet. Because Black House Sound has got a lot of dates set up. And I'm telling you, you know, this coming week, there will be some new dates set up for Black House Sound to make their appearances. But in the meantime, keep on rocking, and always remember, keep God in your life. The devil is a liar. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shout out to the founder, Joe Legacy, a.k.a. Joseph Motley Jr. And don't forget to check him out on YouTube. One love. I'm out.
Peace. And oh, man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, before I do go to the 216543 number, I want to let people know that voting begins soon for the 2018 Spin Awards for Spiritual Programs. I'm going to give you about six things from one person who has definitely backed up Black House Sounds to the fullest. Spiritual. And you have to watch out for the 2018 Spin Awards where the voting will begin. I'll be putting that out. Number one, Spiritual, Best Radio, Voices of Faith, Power Hour. Then also Blog Talk, Spreaker Radio, Host of the Year. Tina Hobson has been nominated. Blog Talk, Spreaker Broadcast of the Year. I'm a Superwoman Radio. Internet Radio Personality of the Year, Tina Hobson. Internet Radio Station of the Year, Tina Hobson. And Internet Radio Announcer of the Year, Tina Hobson. Now, I have to throw that out there because Tina Hobson, wow, she used her gas to back up Black House Sounds in Twinsburg, played our music all year long to make sure that it went to a different audience. One out of the region did live radio interviews, pushed Black on Black Crown Incorporated, Black Man's Army, uniting our region and promoting different people. So please look out definitely for this on-air personality who was definitely the past year, been in the hospital, had family in the hospital, and never stopped looking out for the community, which is very important. Before I do anything else, I want to just throw out here, keep it as light as possible, that, you know, tomorrow, the Good for the Hood, HGS Music and Apollo auditions, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, I believe Dion's Restaurant, 7800. So that's an out Superior Avenue, 7800 Superior Avenue, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Headquarters, 15415 Kiplin Avenue, 44110. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Not sure how that one will work. Corey Rec Center, which is at 10510 Drexel Avenue, Thursday at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Ocho Rios True Island Cuisine Restaurant, 1007 Ivanhoe Road, Friday at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, which will lead into the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey. Two dates left: Saturday, July 7th at 9 p.m., Saturday, August 4th at 9 p.m., inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, which is East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Showcase for the best talent in the city. Hey, to register or any other thoughts, you can call 216-253-4070. You can also go to jaden.mckoy@gmail.com. You can also use the number of 216-804-7462. But if you use that 216-804-7462 before this radio program ends, I would definitely do my best to clown you on the air. Just let you know it's for after 10 p.m. Thank you very much. And also, it's going to be a whole lot of people involved. If you didn't recognize before that July 2nd, I'm telling you what to find on YouTube, you might want to go to that Joseph Motley Jr. page or just go to June 2nd. That's it. June 2nd, 2018, Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey. If you look at that, you will see how Black House Sounds, the film division of the entertainment, they put that together with an accompanying Showtime soundtrack, photos of so many different people. I don't want to get into it because you wouldn't believe me anyway. So with that being said, you have to see it for yourself. I'm going to go to that 216-543 phone number. You've been patiently waiting. You're probably going to tell me you can't stand Steve Harvey anyway, but let's try. 216-543, how are you? 216-543, going once.
How you doing, Al?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You hear me?
Wrong bell.
Good, good. Tell me, well, actually tell the people out there, who are you and how you doing?
Well, my name is James Jerome Bell, and I'm a write-in candidate for the 11th District of Ohio. I'm running for the United States House of Representatives. You actually can Google me, James Jerome Bell, and go to my YouTube page. What Donald Trump is doing is Bible prophecy. He is raising up resistance to evil because, you know what, an invasion of armies can be resisted, but nothing can stop a man whose time has come. It is America's true time to live up to her potential, to be what she ought to be true to what she said on paper, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is what America is truly about for all of her people.
I thank you very much for that. And also, can you tell me what else is coming up that people here should be on the lookout for?
Well, this coming Thursday, June 21st, we're having the 25th anniversary of the Cleveland Gang Summit at Cleveland State University at 21st in Euclid in the Wyden Musical Auditorium. And that registration starts at 8:30 a.m. And there'll be breakfast and lunch by Edwin's, I believe. And also, so many powerful people who want change in Cleveland for the better, for the good, and justice for all.
I thank you so much for calling to give that information. Before I let you off the phone, I need you to tell people, first of all, your name, the position that you were seeking? And also, do you find it very interesting that there are a lot of candidates who you run into and none of them would even speak about a gang summit or that type of peace in the community? So I'm throwing it back on you, brother, to continue on.
Okay, well, you know what? Again, my name is James Jerome Bell, B-E-L-L, and I am a write-in candidate for the 11th congressional seat currently held by Clinton Democrat Marsha L. Fudge. And why most people, public office and running, shy away from the real contemporary issues that affect not only Black Cleveland and Black America, but all of America, is because they are too busy being bought and taught and sold to the highest bidder, to their campaign, to all of these things that make life fluffy for them. And they stay away from the real issues, such as why are abortion clinics in our neighborhoods? Why are alcohol and drugs so prevalent in our neighborhood? Why are bad food in our neighborhood? Why are Black economics null and void in our neighborhood? Why don't we bring back Black Wall Street, not only to Cleveland and Ohio, but all of Black America? Let us resoundingly unite, because the united people can never, ever, ever be destroyed. So you know what? Our day is coming. We are being united by the Almighty, because it is by His grace and by His grace alone that we as a people will be united. I want to say thank you, Al, and God bless all of you listening. And just go to Google me, James Jerome Bell. Go to my YouTube page and start spreading the news, just like Frank Sinatra.
Thank you so much for this phone call, man.
You are so welcome. Okay, I will.
Oh, no problem. As a matter of fact, don't sleep, especially in Ohio. You know, a different thing, totally different, but I have to go back and say that, you know, with the whole Peter Corrigan situation, he may have lost about 2,000 votes because he was a write-in candidate. But then again, everybody thought he'd only get about 400 because you have to write in a person's name, color in what needs to be sent in, and instead of him just ending up with 400, he was like 4,000 on the ballot. So do not tell me that a write-in candidate cannot get people's attention and get the major support, especially when I'm looking back at, sometimes you think I just have people call or what have you, but I'm looking back at the fact that he's talking about the prevalence of alcohol, bad food, abortions in our neighborhood. So that's just something that we need to take a look at. Before I do anything else, I tell you what, I am going to also say that based on what was said before I even play a song, I want to let people know that you can feel free to Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio or Facebook or Blog Talk The Gambit Radio. OPN Radio is on weupradio.com, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday. You can also Facebook Champagne Bang. And here's something. You can call Senator Portman to co-sponsor the Keep Families Together Act. And definitely, that's what it says on Facebook, too, if you want to look something up. It's call Senator Portman to co-sponsor the Keep Families Together Act on Facebook. Call to ask. Now, here's the thing. When you call to ask, you can just say, hi, my name's blankety blank. And I'm asking Senator Portman to support S.3036, the Keep Families Together Act to stop the separation of immigrant families at the U.S. border. This practice is immoral and unnecessarily harms innocent children. It must stop now by Congress immediately, and these kids, children, are vulnerable to becoming trafficked, and if Portman is against and cares to end human trafficking, he'll keep families together. Thank you for your attention. Then you leave your name and address. Now, you probably say it, leave it where? Cleveland 216-522-7095. You can call the Cleveland office at 216-522-7095 or the D.C. office of 202-224-3354 or the switchboard of 202-224-3121. At least it gives you something to do. Trust me, when this show is on replay, you can always re-listen or go to the Facebook site and get more phone numbers. As a matter of fact, I want to also throw out there that you all say I don't give enough information. For all those interested, the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club is Thursdays. This Thursday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Center on the second floor, that building which is right across the street from, of course, that Wendy's and the church. So it's right there on Euclid 44112 in East Cleveland. So what I'll do is, it's about sometimes dealing with money, finances, all that type of stuff. We'll go to some of that Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, and I'll be right back. Right here on none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And I just want to say once again that I thank and appreciate the people who tune in and call in and that type of stuff because it's always appreciated. So, you know, that's why I do appreciate having you all call and contact and all of that. So I think I do know what to do right now, and that is before I continue and carry on, I think I have a chance to at least check out the 216-203 phone number, 216-203. How you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Porter?
I'm doing excellent, and you?
I'm doing good, no complaints. Just calling, listening in. Ain't had much to talk about except for the trial for Ursula Owens and Tequila starts July 10th at the sentencing. I'm sorry. Thank you, Dean. The sentencing for Tequila and Ursula Owens starts July 10th at 9 o'clock in courtroom 21C for the murder of Tanaja McLeod, who was 5 years old, who got murdered by her mother, Tequila, and her mother's partner, Ursula Owens.
I hear you. I hear you. And one thing that I have to say is for Rayvon, the young man involved, to have to at least, I will say, testify and tell the truth about what was done, the horrendous crime that was done from his mother and the murder of his baby sister. You just don't get that type of truth and honesty, you know, all the time. So it says a lot about how he's been raised, brought up, the influence that you all have had on him. So I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts on that, personally, as well as his, I'll say, growth?
I can say, as far as Rayvon, I am shocked that he's handling this situation as well as he is. You know, given the circumstances, he did lose a sister. You know, he lost a sister and a mother. So it's like, given the circumstances, I could say that this kid is like the Hulk. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I would hate to be in his shoes. But when he went in that courtroom, he told the truth. And he was like, you know, my mom was wrong. She got an answer for what she did. Tanaja didn't deserve that. So, you know, he's still striving academically. He pulled a 4.41. He got Youth of the Year for Ohio. He got to go meet Kenny Yuko, who is our state rep. He's just been busy. This little man been on the move. He got hired at a university as a teacher, as a program assistant. And, you know, I'm waiting for him to slow down so I can catch up, but I think he's going to beat me.
I hear you on that one. I do. And all I can say is that I appreciate how he was brought up and raised and what he's continuing to do, and is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation? Like, what are you looking for the community to do?
You know what? We want the community to pack the courtroom. We asking that everybody come out and pack it, you know. Show some support to Tanaja's family. to her guardian mother, Sabrina McLeod, who is going to be coming from Virginia to be here. And you know, it's hard. They're going to need all the support and the love that they can get. Rayvon won't be there, of course. I don't want him to see that. Eventually, he will know about it. But, you know, just to support everybody that was failed in this situation.
Got you. And what sites can we at least go to make sure that people can keep up to date with what's happening?
Children Left Behind, A Broken System, that is our Facebook page. And the petition that we're asking people to sign, it's about protecting all kids. We're trying to go get some laws changed. You know, CPS, they dropped the ball horribly. Not only in Sinead's case, but we have Anaya, Jordan, Emiliano, you know, our Sean Baker. They go back entirely too far. So the petition on our page, we really need people to go and sign. Because, you know, when we win for one, we win for all.
I'm into that. And thank you for constantly reminding us of that. And may you all have a blessed remainder of this evening and week.
You as well, brother. And I got a surprise for you. So if you can be on and just see this number again, just answer it for me.
All right, then. No problem. I'll do that. And thank you.
All right, brother. All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. So I tell you what. Now that I know what I have to do and be prepared for a surprise, then I'll tell you what we'll do. I will be right back with you all after this as we enjoy the evening. And, you know, my thing is, when it comes down to it, just to be able to sit back and definitely let you all know some of what's going on. So in case the phone call does come back through early, I will go back in time a little bit like I'm supposed to, for the simple fact that I necessarily need to look at the fact that this will be a 19-foot step ladder for the soapbox. As we remember now that President Trump said, you know, it's the Democrats' fault. He reiterated it the past weekend. I guess he said it's their fault over the immigration policy. And, you know, Bobby being conservative or Republican, but right is right and wrong is wrong. And Democrats as a whole had nothing to do with the April, May Trump administration zero tolerance bill. They just didn't, which said anyone crossing the border would be prosecuted. So adults who cross the border illegally, jailed, and since you can't be put in adult prison, up to 2,000 youth are, we could say, detained, illegally warehoused in a kiddie prison. That's the way it is right now. Now, you've had 2,000 youth, which have been taken from 1,940 adults. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Republican, said he opposes family separation, but blamed 1997 settlement on keeping youth in the most least, I guess, restrictive area. Although, to be fair, this Immigration Act started under our current administration. Now, here's the deeper problem, which is kind of scary, that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a.k.a. Bigot on a Stick, took away gaping and seeking asylum from your country, you know, to, so it's saying it. You cannot escape and seek asylum from your country if you're leaving because of domestic violence or gang violence. Took it off the table. So, in effect, we're saying it's all right to get your ass beat, abused, even by gangs. Then again, our president on moral Christian values said, just grab them in there. Anyway, they'll do whatever you want them to do. Yeah, that's kind of what Trump said. So, yeah, I guess he would drop domestic violence as criteria for asylum. Now, the reason that I'm putting that out here is because I find it very interesting that Trump is upholding it. And Attorney General Sessions says he went to the Bible on everybody's behalf. He sure did. He said he cited Romans 13 chapter and said, this is Sessions said it, no lie, Apostle Paul and his cruel and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of government because God's ordained the government for his purpose. Now, Sessions cited this for separating families who cross our border, but wait. What I'm concerned about is Southern pastors use this same scripture to say the Northern abolitionists were wrong to defy the Fugitive Slave Act. Romans 13 was used to say slavery is okay since it's government law. And Romans 13 was used in the 1770s to loyalist preachers who said it was wrong to defy British masters and fight for independence. They said, hey, stop the revolution. The passage, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except what God established. Authorities that exist have been established by God. That reading was also used to justify South African apartheid and Nazi Germany. Then again, Sessions hadn't read Jesus or Yahshua, the Messiah, saying, I don't know, suffer the children to come unto me. Now, Matthew 25:25, for I was hungry and you gave me food, was thirsty, you gave me drink, I was a stranger, you welcomed me. The Bible commands the immigrant. And also, one last footnote, the same chapter that Sessions used also contains love your neighbor as yourself. Love doesn't harm a neighbor, therefore loves the fulfillment of the law. Yeah, checkmate on that one. I also want to at least take the time. Sometimes people say, ow, why do you have a sense of humor? Because if you didn't have one, I might cry. Anyway, I want to throw out there, since I'm looking at it, Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Kit and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. MC Chill Radio, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, also on WERU 1490 AM. All of that is www.newstalkcleveland.com. And as I look at things now, I feel like this. I might as well try to have a little bit of fun in this one and lighten up everything. So we'll see how that goes. And once again, you are definitely listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street. And the one thing that I can say I appreciate about this program is that once you do certain things, you never know the turn or the time or how things are going to go. You just don't know. The best laid plans of mice and men, and you never know. So the reason that I'm keeping it like that is because I have to put it out on that way because, like I said before, the best laid plans of mice and men often can sometimes end up going astray. It might happen to be something that you think is going to happen, and why not try this track?
Yes,
I like this.
Yes, you remind us. Just before our time up. Yes, you remind us.
How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say, you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target to want to shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live a dirty death? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. And two, I saw a man die.
Yes, you remind us. Yes, you
Some people march, others wonder why police have whole hearts. Police violence, it ain't start today. Years ago, James Rhodes was blown away. Decades before, we lost Brandon McCloud. Families cry, neighborhoods get loud. Ask the police what they shooting for. Should've learned from her brides years before. Push the people down, they gon' push hard back. Take it as a threat, take it as a fact. Black police, aka the Black Shield. Let me break it down, tell you how I feel. Black Shield, Black Police Organization. It deceived Loomis, y'all scared to face it. The union head of CPPA. Cried baby Loomis, racist things he say. To the family who lost a loved one. You don't care what ignorant world does. Wish cops could feel family tears. Like Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Tamir. Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a line of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a peace for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady blessing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is be on the scene to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides, when it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
That is, to me, like a very, very deep track record right there. And thinking about things being deep, I only need a 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox because, you know, June 24th, Man in the Streets, Al Porter, will be turning, 49 years old. And I'm thankful because, when I think of it, 24 times 2 is 48. So I know a lot of my peers who didn't make it. And all I do is I can now pray for help so I can enjoy the day. Why do I do activist work? I was thinking about it. Why be Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president? I think it's because I'm crazy. Because, yeah, it is insanity to a degree. But also the main reason is because I want to go to heaven, you know. And when I meet the Creator in the hereafter, Judgment Day, I know I'll be on my own. You know, when I talk to the Creator, there'll be no Mama, no Art, no Joe, no Sergeant Major Stokes, no Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, no Earn Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council. No, it'll just be me. And when the Creator talks to me and asks me is a role, because sometimes you have to think about what you do. If you're not going to do it well, don't do it at all. Because if he asks me is Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president, did I help my community, as I said, mentor the youth, talk to the community, teach, represent the Creator I serve, use my talent and music, build up my community, not be jealous or covet my neighbor's finances. When I got that 11 p.m., midnight, 2 a.m. phone call from a person whose family member had been shot, roughed up by police, somebody who might have been raped, did I brush them off? Did I complain over what I didn't have? Or did I trust my father to give me the wherewithal to make it and be able to make some accountable choices? Was I an example to youth? Was I an example to Black House Sounds, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Danielle, the people I represent? Was I a believer in God, Yahweh, or was I at least a believer in the Almighty Dollar? Was that my God? Was I into idolatry? I know I love doing radio with Art McCoy.
I do love that on Sundays. But if Radio 1 hasn't treated my community right, and I speak out against 107 Swine, they have the right to say Art can come in, but Mr. Porter can't. And it's all right, because if you don't stand for principle, then what to stand for? You know, I remember when Ernest Smith led a protest against the school he worked for because of how his children were treated. Okay, he got fired years before becoming a councilman. Shocked me because he said in public he respected Al Porter Jr. and that was a cause and why he did what he did, because my job fired me for protesting Cleveland Clinic shutting Huron Road Hospital down, which resulted in needless death. But then again, if you are too scared to speak on, well, you sell yourself out. I mean, it's real easy to at least look at the Bible and laugh and say, oh, man, Peter, man, he denied Jesus once, twice, oh, man. But then again, if somebody runs up like they could, what if the laws changed in America? What if things were flipped around and men with guns ran up and said, Mr. Porter, do Cleveland Conscious rap? Do you believe in the Creator? Do you believe in black pride? And if you say yes, you'll either get locked away for 13 years or you might end up gunned down. Then still, I'm supposed to have enough wherewithal, if you want to choose that word, to shrug my shoulders and say, yes, I made it. Yes, I said it. Yes, I believe in it. Because I don't need to answer to man. I have something higher that I'm aspiring for. I'm seeing a phone number that just popped back up that said it was going to call back, a 216-203. This might be judgment day coming for me right now. I never know how these things are going to work, but I am going to go and check out that 216-203 phone number and see what's going on. Are you there yet? And if not, I kind of know what's going on, so you'll have to forgive me on that, because it's just the way the evening is going so far. I think it has a lot to do with how the weather is unseasonably in a different transition of time. But one good thing that I can say is I feel very good about how everything is looking right now. It is an excellent, I will say, evening for my thoughts in Cleveland, one that I've been able to go through, retrospect, and see how everything else is going. So with that being said, sometimes I can tell what is or should not be going on just by what has happened. So once again, my name is Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets. I think that this particular program, there are a bunch of lessons that I'm supposed to be learning right now. And that's what I'm making the attempt to do as I see what is happening and I go back in time. It's nice to be able to sit back and think and go over what might be going on in my land and in my area. And if you wondered why I'm just having a good time talking, it's because one good thing I love about anything that you do, you never know how you might be facing any type of adversity. I see a few other people chiming in and wishing to be a part of this program, so I'm very thankful and happy for that. As I go back to what is happening right now on Blog Talk Radio, I can say one thing: when the heat is on, the heat is basically on. Give me a moment to at least look, pull something else up, and you know something? I do believe it is time to check in and let people know up front what they're listening to, and I will be right back shortly after this one, and then we can get things rolling pretty well. Once again, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. I see that I'm having a fun time right now. So I can go back and check on everything else that is happening. I see now two different things. 216-203, how you doing?
Uncle Al. This is Ray Vaughn.
Oh, wow. It's good to hear from my nephew. What's happening?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call to say thank you for all the support.
Man, you just made my evening. You did. You made my evening. I want to definitely tell you at the same time, I'm proud of you because you are an excellent speaker. You're doing excellent in school. You have represented your sister and your entire family so well. It's like you don't let anybody forget about your sister Tanasia and the rest of the family. So I'm going to ask you, how is your beginning, the ending of spring, and going straight to summer? How is that going with you?
Well, it's going pretty good. I'm still at school, but, you know, I'm hanging in there. And I'm going to work now. I work at a university.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, man. Definitely congratulations. I'm going to ask you, how is, I would say, you being able to be not only outspoken, but you always have charisma, meaning you have class about yourself. You speak well. You're very mannerable. You have respect. How is all of that working and playing a part in you even having a job right now?
Well, you know, I'm really trying to hang in there after everything that's been going on. And I'm in school now. I'm doing good. I'm getting all my papers turned in for school and everything. And I'm really just going to work. And I'm never going to forget about the situation. It's always going to be stuck in my head. And I am still going through it, and I still think about the situations every day. But I'm learning to push forward right now and just, like, continue on everything. Now that I got a job and everything, and now I'm working, and just trying to stay at school until my summer officially starts.
I just want to say I appreciate you calling in. I think the whole nation has been watching you. They've been watching your family. They've watched how your entire family has stepped up to the plate. And before we leave this phone conversation, I just want to say I am so proud of you, and we look forward to seeing you at not only more activities but a couple of meetings coming up. We want to definitely focus on you.
Well, thank you, Uncle Al. Now, I promise I'll be there. Like I said, thank you for everything that you do. And, you know, every time that you're at the protesters and everything, it really makes my day. So thank you for that.
Hey, no problem. Definitely do me a favor. Wish the rest of your family well on my behalf. Give everybody a hug for
me. I promise I will. Thanks, Uncle Al.
You're welcome. That's my nephew, Ray Vaughn. And I appreciate the phone call. Wow. That's all I can say, people, is wow. That really says a lot. As I go to do what I can do, I just want to let everybody know how thankful I am on how things turned out today. And as I look at somebody else who did make the attempt, I want to see if I can pull that one in today and just see what's going on with that 216-209. Might have to start some music before everything heads out. So that's what I think I might go on to do, is pull that one out because I need to, and just say that I thank everybody who is tuned in, and I'm, like, extremely thankful for that. What I can do is work the little bit of magic that I have. It might be what's necessary and needed to do to continue on with this program. But like I say, one thing about me, we don't stop. You just keep going and you do the very best you can to make sure that the program goes on and you do what has to do, what has to happen. So I'm happy. I'm thankful. Before anything else that comes up, I can say that
Once again, you have been listed to Blog Talk Radio, Al Porter's Man in the Street. I'm looking and I noticed certain things, and I just want to say, if I can leave anything with anybody, feel free to support each other on the different activities that are coming up. Because if you do, that will help everything go in a lot better place. It'll make sure that people can at least make it in this business. They can go much further. They can make it in life. That's all I'd like to see. If I could see that happen, we would definitely be all right. That's what I'm looking at, and I thank you all so much for being a part of this program once again. I can tell you one thing. The heat might give problems to a lot of other shows here and there, but I can tell you one thing. I appreciate you all calling in because it doesn't stop anything. Feel free to get you something to drink now. The program's ending. Oh, yeah, if your body is made up primarily of water, you might need to have an intake of water. I'm just saying. And if you don't have bottled water, don't cry. Cleveland sink water never killed me. Talk to you later. Peace.